The islanders say that on a man who has weathered challenging experiences, a finely seasoned face will emerge in old age. It's the face he has earned, and its raw beauty is in the fully lived life it expresses. I eavesdrop on Tasso and his companions. As is their habit, they sit side by side and speak loudly to one another, so I have no difficulty hearing them. Although my Greek is rudimentary, I can catch the drift of their talk. A conversation that began before I arrived and will continue until the sun begins to drop behind the Peloponnese, just across the sea. It's aimless, cheerful chat, for the most part mundane. They talk about the sunlight, which is unusually hazy today. The new owner of a cheese stall in the port market. Their children and grandchildren, the state of political affairs in Athens. Occasionally, one tells a story from his past. Usually one his companions have heard before. The talk is punctuated by leisurely, comfortable silences as they gaze out at the Peloponnesian Straits. I have returned to this Greek island on a personal quest. I am an old man myself now, 73.